The feud between prosecutors and defense attorneys centers on the word remedy. District attorneys in Wisconsin say the model rule drafted by the American Bar Association is too vague because it just asks them to remedy the situation if they learn that a convicted felon may be innocent. UW Law School professor Ben Kampnen agrees that requirement is vague.
If somebody is in prison and is innocent, the remedy would seem to be vacating the conviction and releasing them. The DAs note, and I think accurately, that that's beyond their power. Only a judge can vacate the conviction.
The DAs want the rule changed to list specifically what they must do, which they say includes notifying the judge, the offender, and if the offender has one, his or her attorney. They also want to remove language in the rule that requires them to launch what could be a costly investigation to track down the actual perpetrator. But Marla Stevens of the State Public Defender's Office says that amounts to letting prosecutors duck what should be their responsibility.
They think it's sufficient to just notify the court where the conviction occurred and to make a reasonable effort to notify the defendant. That's not quite enough. They need to do something to fix it.
Defense attorneys are urging the court to approve the model rule that's already been adopted by the New York court system. Wisconsin could become the second state to adopt it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.